Sivers University of Science and Technology, School of Foreign Languages, B1 Plus Level, Final Exam, Listening Section. The listening exam consists of three parts. You will listen to each part twice. You will have 30 seconds to read the questions for each part before listening. Part 1. Part 1.
1.
This is taking a long time. I'm getting bored.
You're right, but the ticket said it started at 8:15.
Well, it's been 20 minutes now, and we're still watching advertisements. I'm going to get some sweets. Would you like a snack?
Oh, yes, please. I'll have some crisps. And I'll text you if the film starts.
2.
Oh, come on! Hurry up, everyone!
There's no need to get angry. We'll move again soon.
Sorry, it's just so slow. I hate driving in the city.
That's okay. I can see the traffic lights, so the queue isn't very long. Let's turn on the radio.
3.
Good morning. Has a parcel arrived for me? My name's Olga Larson.
Let me check. Which room is it, please?
103. I'm expecting some books.
Yes. A large box arrived about 2 hours ago. Here it is.
4.
It's busy here today, isn't it? This queue's really long.
Yes, it's always worse on a Saturday. Would you like to leave?
No, I really want to try on this skirt. I'm worried it's a bit too...
green? It's a very bright colour, but I think it will look good.
Thanks. Look, that woman's leaving. It's your turn now. You can go in.
5.
Good morning. Can I take your name, please?
It's Thompson. Jack Thompson. I have an appointment at 11:30.
Yes, thank you. Please take a seat over there. Dr. Al-Ghazi will be ready for you soon.
Now, you have 30 seconds before listening again. Part 1.
1.
This is taking a long time. I'm getting bored.
You're right, but the ticket said it started at 8:15.
Well, it's been 20 minutes now, and we're still watching advertisements. I'm going to get some sweets. Would you like a snack?
Oh, yes, please. I'll have some crisps. And I'll text you if the film starts.
2.
Oh, come on! Hurry up, everyone!
There's no need to get angry. We'll move again soon.
Sorry, it's just so slow. I hate driving in the city.
That's okay. I can see the traffic lights, so the queue isn't very long. Let's turn on the radio.
3.
Good morning. Has a parcel arrived for me? My name's Olga Larson.
Let me check. Which room is it, please?
103. I'm expecting some books.
Yes. A large box arrived about 2 hours ago. Here it is.
4.
It's busy here today, isn't it? This queue's really long.
Yes, it's always worse on a Saturday. Would you like to leave?
No, I really want to try on this skirt. I'm worried it's a bit too...
green? It's a very bright colour, but I think it will look good.
Thanks. Look, that woman's leaving. It's your turn now. You can go in.
5.
Good morning. Can I take your name, please?
It's Thompson. Jack Thompson. I have an appointment at 11:30.
Yes, thank you. Please take a seat over there. Dr. Al-Ghazi will be ready for you soon.
2. Now, you have 30 seconds before listening to this part. Part 2.
1.
Alistair, this is amazing. It's much bigger than your last flat.
Yes, and if I lived on the top floor, I'd have a view out to the countryside. It only takes 5 minutes to cycle out of town. I'm going to visit all the little villages. Come out into the garden.
Oh, this is lovely. You only had a tiny patio in your old place, and it was so noisy from the traffic.
Yes, this is much better. So, the old flat is that way to the south. And if you stand on this bench and look west...
you can see hills and green fields. I love it.
Thanks.
2.
What's wrong, Kat? I really love living with you guys, but look at this kitchen.
It's fine. There are a few dirty plates and mugs.
If I didn't do the washing up every day, it would still be there next week. We have very different ideas about cleaning.
But you don't want to move in with your parents while you save money for a mortgage.
No, you're right. I prefer to pay rent here and have a space that's my own, where I can have my own style and do what I want. But the downside is this kitchen.
Come on, let's do it together.
3.
If you could live anywhere you liked, Josh, where would you choose?
Well, my dream house would be in the countryside. How about you?
Yes. I think I'd like that too. I grew up in the suburbs, so I'd like to live somewhere either very busy or very quiet. If I lived in the countryside, I'd like a cosy cottage with a view of the sea.
That sounds nice. But if I lived in a small cottage, I'd soon want more space. I'd like a modern house, but in the countryside.
4.
Does this old table belong to the person who rents here now?
Yes, it does. The current resident is a student and she will take all the furniture with her.
That's good. I have my own furniture. I'm only renting a flat for 6 months while I get to know the city. Then I'll buy my own place.
I understand. Well, if I moved here, I'd live on this street. Some of the ground floor flats, like this one, have basements.
Is that usual for this town?
Actually, no. But several of the houses in this street have them. The student is using it as a gym area, but I'd have a bedroom down there.
That sounds wonderful. Can we go and see it now?
5.
Honestly, if I stay living at home any longer, I'll go crazy.
I thought you got on well with your parents.
I do, and I used to love being at home, but I need more privacy now. If my mum walks into my room without knocking one more time, I think I'll argue with her.
That's not good.
But I can't afford to rent my own flat. Can I sleep here for a few weeks while I decide what to do?
You can stay here for as long as you like. I have a spare room and you can pay me rent. We'll be flatmates.
Now. You have 30 seconds before listening again. Part 2.
1.
Alistair, this is amazing. It's much bigger than your last flat.
Yes, and if I lived on the top floor, I'd have a view out to the countryside. It only takes 5 minutes to cycle out of town. I'm going to visit all the little villages. Come out into the garden.
Oh, this is lovely. You only had a tiny patio in your old place, and it was so noisy from the traffic.
Yes, this is much better. So, the old flat is that way to the south. And if you stand on this bench and look west,
you can see hills and green fields. I love it.
Thanks.
2.
What's wrong, Cat? I really love living with you guys, but look at this kitchen.
It's fine. There are a few dirty plates and mugs.
If I didn't do the washing up every day, it would still be there next week. We have very different ideas about cleaning.
But you don't want to move in with your parents while you save money for a mortgage.
No, you're right. I prefer to pay rent here and have a space that's my own, where I can have my own style and do what I want. But the downside is this kitchen.
Come on, let's do it together.
3.
If you could live anywhere you liked, Josh, where would you choose?
Well, my dream house would be in the countryside. How about you?
Yes. I think I'd like that too. I grew up in the suburbs, so I'd like to live somewhere either very busy or very quiet. If I lived in the countryside, I'd like a cosy cottage with a view of the sea.
That sounds nice. But if I lived in a small cottage, I'd soon want more space. I'd like a modern house, but in the countryside.
4.
Does this old table belong to the person who rents here now?
Yes, it does. The current resident is a student and she will take all the furniture with her.
That's good. I have my own furniture. I'm only renting a flat for 6 months while I get to know the city. Then I'll buy my own place.
I understand. Well, if I moved here, I'd live on this street. Some of the ground floor flats, like this one, have basements.
Is that usual for this town?
Actually, no. But several of the houses in this street have them. The student is using it as a gym area, but I'd have a bedroom down there.
That sounds wonderful. Can we go and see it now?
5.
Honestly, if I stay living at home any longer, I'll go crazy.
I thought you got on well with your parents.
I do, and I used to love being at home, but I need more privacy now. If my mum walks into my room without knocking one more time, I think I'll argue with her.
That's not good.
But I can't afford to rent my own flat. Can I sleep here for a few weeks while I decide what to do?
You can stay here for as long as you like. I have a spare room and you can pay me rent. We'll be flatmates.
Part 3. Now, you have 30 seconds before listening to this part. Part 3.
1.
Excuse me, what do you think of the new parking rules in Oslo?
It's complicated. They're building more cycle lanes, and I'm happy that it's easier to cycle in the city centre now. But what about the shops? If they remove most of the parking spaces, people will decide to stop shopping here.
According to the City Council, making things more difficult for drivers is the best way to get cleaner air in the city centre.
I agree, but like I said, it's complicated.
2.
Excuse me, sorry, but I've never seen an electric motorbike before. Can I ask how it feels to ride one?
It's great. It was a little strange at first because it's much quieter than a normal bike, but it's certainly as fast as yours.
That sounds good. How much did it cost?
Yes. Unfortunately, they're still much more expensive than petrol bikes, but I'm sure the price will come down in the next 2 or 3 years.
Oh dear. I think I'll have to keep my old motorbike for now.
3.
What's your favourite city, Jess?
Well, one of the most interesting places I've been to is Melbourne.
I haven't been there. Isn't it famous for street art?
It does have amazing street art. Personally, I think it's one of the best cities in the world for culture. There are music concerts and art shows everywhere. I even went to a gig on a tram. The band played during the tram journey. I'll send you a video. It was the coolest thing.
Thanks. It doesn't sound very relaxing, though.
OK. What's your favourite city to relax in?
4.
Are you enjoying your new journey to work?
Well, walking to work during the rush hour can be frustrating, but I'm saving a lot of money and driving was stressful. Actually, by the time I get to work, I've done a good amount of exercise. On the whole, I think it's had a positive effect on my workday.
Isn't it a bit dirty and smelly walking next to all those cars and lorries?
The traffic can be noisy, but the most annoying thing is the people. There are too many people trying to walk and text at the same time. They don't look where they're going.
Did you know there's a city in China with a mobile phone lane for people to walk more safely when they use their phones?
That's funny, but it makes sense.
5.
Did you have a lovely day at the London Transport Museum?
Yes, we drove a bus.
It didn't move, Mum, but you could move the steering wheel. They had some really old buses and you could go inside them.
And old trams.
The buses were better than the trams.
No, they weren't.
I thought they were. And even the cafe looked like a tube train.
Mum, it showed you how they built the tube. There was a model with little men and little tunnels. It was amazing.
They said it was one of the most dangerous jobs at that time. That bit was really interesting.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Now, you have 30 seconds before listening again. Part 3.
1.
Excuse me, what do you think of the new parking rules in Oslo?
It's complicated. They're building more cycle lanes, and I'm happy that it's easier to cycle in the city centre now. But what about the shops? If they remove most of the parking spaces, people will decide to stop shopping here.
According to the City Council, making things more difficult for drivers is the best way to get cleaner air in the city centre.
I agree, but like I said, it's complicated.
2.
Excuse me, sorry, but I've never seen an electric motorbike before. Can I ask how it feels to ride one?
It's great. It was a little strange at first because it's much quieter than a normal bike, but it's certainly as fast as yours.
That sounds good. How much did it cost?
Yes. Unfortunately, they're still much more expensive than petrol bikes, but I'm sure the price will come down in the next 2 or 3 years.
Oh dear. I think I'll have to keep my old motorbike for now.
3.
What's your favourite city, Jess?
Well, one of the most interesting places I've been to is Melbourne.
I haven't been there. Isn't it famous for street art?
It does have amazing street art. Personally, I think it's one of the best cities in the world for culture. There are music concerts and art shows everywhere. I even went to a gig on a tram. The band played during the tram journey. I'll send you a video. It was the coolest thing.
Thanks. It doesn't sound very relaxing, though.
OK. What's your favourite city to relax in?
4.
Are you enjoying your new journey to work?
Well, walking to work during the rush hour can be frustrating, but I'm saving a lot of money and driving was stressful. Actually, by the time I get to work, I've done a good amount of exercise. On the whole, I think it's had a positive effect on my workday.
Isn't it a bit dirty and smelly walking next to all those cars and lorries?
The traffic can be noisy, but the most annoying thing is the people. There are too many people trying to walk and text at the same time. They don't look where they're going.
Did you know there's a city in China with a mobile phone lane for people to walk more safely when they use their phones?
That's funny, but it makes sense.
5.
Did you have a lovely day at the London Transport Museum?
Yes! We drove a bus.
It didn't move, Mum, but you could move the steering wheel. They had some really old buses and you could go inside them.
And old trams.
The buses were better than the trams.
No, they weren't.
I thought they were. And even the cafe looked like a tube train.
Mum, it showed you how they built the tube. There was a model with little men and little tunnels. It was amazing.
They said it was one of the most dangerous jobs at that time. That bit was really interesting.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
The listening section has finished.